Insiders, an ASI Media podcast covering the topics that matter most to the promotional products industry. I'm Sarah Lewandowski, Executive Editor of Digital Content and Editor of Promogram Canada. And today I'm joined by two guests from Brand Boulevard in St. Catharines, Ontario. We have Chris Sinclair, co-founder and executive chair, and we have Mark Cressman, the president and CEO. We're going to talk today about some recent developments at the firm and plans for the upcoming months. So thank you both for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. It's our pleasure.
So let's start with you, Mark. What did your career path look like leading up to Brand Boulevard? I know you joined the company late last year, and you now have equity in the company.
Right. So first of all, thank you so much for this opportunity. We really appreciate for you taking the time, and I apologize if we're really boring. Hopefully we won't be. So So I've had the opportunity to work in a number of industries that are actually really similar to promo. So, you know, I was one of the ongoing jokes is, you know, I've been in marketing for a long, long time. This is just a very different portion of it, but it's ultimately the same, you know, style of client, the same customer, what their challenges, their needs are very similar. So it's been an interesting transition, but I've actually been in news media and then digital marketing have been my main focus points. And most recently over the last 6 or 7 years on the digital marketing side of things. I've had the opportunity to work launching a couple of agencies in different parts of the country. And that's been really, really fulfilling. And then in the last kind of previous to coming on board with Brand Boulevard, my big focus has been sales transformation, marketing transformation efforts for a pretty significantly sized organization that that was growing into the new world. So I was able to help them get to that level. And that was really exciting before I started with Brand Boulevard.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. And jump to Chris now. To what extent will you and co-founder Sean be stepping back? And why did you make that decision this moment in time?
Well, if I go back, I mean, this is our 16th year in business now. Sean and I have combined, I think, we're getting over 40 years, I'll say, in the industry. Going back a couple of years ago, I would say coming out of sort of the dark spots of COVID, I mean, obviously different on depending on what side of the border you were on. But once we got some clarity on what we were doing, where we wanted to go, we had a lot of just deep conversations on what we wanted as shareholders, as individuals, and kind of where we saw the company in the next few years. Because we really had to, I think like all companies, reinvent ourselves post-COVID and during those times. So one of the things that we really started to do at that point was to just put more and I guess let go and empower the leaders within our organization. So we have, you know, we've had some incredible young and longstanding employees that have been built up and then kind of grown up through this organization. So we really wanted to put more on their plate, give them more opportunity to grow and learn. And that meant us kind of, I use the term getting out of the way, which in a lot of times we can, you know, entrepreneurs can sort of be the blockage in an organization with growth. So, mm-hmm. So that was intentional. The interesting part with Mark is it was never in the plans to go hire a president CEO. We didn't interview, we didn't post. Mark and Sean, you know, met very organically at the boys were doing hockey tryouts, I think. Mark has an incredible reputation in the Niagara region. I've known him for 20 plus years. And so, you know, we had some continued conversations and we talked some of the great things he was doing with his organization. And it really just, a light bulb went off. We said, well, hey, like, what if you could do that here? And I think we realized that, you know, in order for Brand Boulevard to get to the next level, I think it needed new ideas, new energy, and a whole new vision. And yeah, could Sean and I have done that and continued on? I think so, and I believe so. But early on in the conversation with Mark, we really lit up and said like, hey, I think this is the fit. So it was, again, super organic how it all happened, but we were really, really excited and he hasn't disappointed at all. He's really, you know, done an incredible job so far in his, what, 6 plus months, Mark?
I think he
passed probation, but yeah, you know, it was just a perfect fit. So we're really proud and excited. And I think one of the biggest challenges for us was, as I said before, now stepping out of the way even more and letting go and empowering someone that has, you know, an incredible ability to not just lead, but to surround the organization with some additional talent and more resources. And it's been really exciting for sure.
That's great. And so, Mark, what are your plans for the company over the next few months? Kind of like a survey, 30,000 foot level, your vision for Brand Boulevard?
It's been really interesting. I'm 6 months in, and I've been, watching Brand Boulevard grow. And Sean and Chris, we've known each other for many years. I guess we're old now, so we're
yes, we are. We can say that.
We're all in our early 40s now, so you change your outlook on life and what your priorities are and so on and so forth. And just kind of watching Brand Boulevard grow as an organization being kind of from outside looking in, even before I started, Brand Boulevard has built its reputation on insanely incredible customer service, right? That comes right from Sean and Chris all the way down to, if you were to walk into our building on Martindale Road in St. Catharines, if you're ever here, and the experience you get is just, it bleeds through this organization. And I know many organizations say that culture and great customer service but it takes it to a different level. And Brand does that. And my challenge is how do I bring that level of amazingness, if you will, for the lack of a more scientific term, to that customer experience. And, we talk a lot about customer experience, and the promo industry is interesting to me because you have some organizations that have really focused on kind of marketing and tech, right? That's really, they built their organization around marketing and tech. And then a whole other slew of organizations that have been sales first, right? So I think what we can bring to the table is having a better merging of these two, right? What can we bring and kind of understand how marketing and new business development can really, in a process and a structure around that, can really make a significant difference to onboarding new organizations. But taking that Brand Boulevard culture and making sure they get that customer experience right from the first time they come to our website, or they do a live chat, or they see a Google AdWord, whatever the case may be, it's really, really building on that. The other side of it is our clients, our buyers are getting younger, and how they wanna buy, how they wanna interact with us is changing. And I think dramatically. So we wanna make sure that Brand Boulevard is ahead of that curve, that we're able to really, really understand, not get kind of stuck in thinking the same way, right? How do we not necessarily reinvent ourselves, but how do we take what we do incredibly well and make sure that we are always constantly understanding how does our customer want to buy from us? How can we solve their problems and ultimately make them look great? And that's what our goal is. So we're going to put a lot of energy and effort into that. And then on the other side of things, we have some really, really ambitious growth plans. And, ultimately for us, we know that in order to hit those growth plans, we have to make sure that we're merging really what we think is what's working well in other promo organizations, which is really merging marketing and tech and sales and leading the organization into that route. Like, it's really, really important. You can't just be focused on one. And we're seeing some really early green shoots when it comes to the focus we put on new platforms we brought in or tech space or tech stack, as they call it in the SaaS world. And we're really seeing some green shoots there. So big growth plans and always constantly focused on what does our customer want and how do we make sure that we're set up and we're setting Brand Boulevard up for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years down the road.
Well said. So, and now Chris, you mentioned about kind of getting out of the way or, taking a step back. In doing so, how will you continue to support Mark and the team in these efforts?
Well, I think Mark could argue that depending on the day of how far we step back. But I mean, supporting Mark's vision, I think that's number one, is to give him the resources, whether that's financial or additional support, just to be there. As he said, 6 months in the industry, he's, extremely weaponized from a sales and marketing standpoint. But there's just a lot to learn. It's a complex and unique industry. I think anyone, I don't think anyone would argue that. So, we're really there it's weekly meetings. We're in conversation. I mean, Mark and I are in conversation daily. Sean and I are the three of us. So, there's a lot going on at this point. It's very front loaded, but at the end of the day, we just need to continue to support his vision and be there to continue to support the plans that he needs to roll out within the organization. And then also for our people. We have an incredible group and we pride ourselves on being there for our team and having deep relationships with a lot of the, what we call brandies. So, for Sean and I, we're not going anywhere. We still show up multiple days a week. By no means are we retiring. And I think if anything, I know Sean would agree, is that this has reignited us and reengaged us to think differently and to be able to have some of that time to step back and really, like, I know it's a cliche, but it's work on the business instead of in. I think, you know, Mark's starting to realize that from both of us, to be like, hey, it's now that you have some of that think space and time to reflect and look out a little bit further. I think my hope is that we can continue to add value to what he's doing and, again, be there for him and the team, most importantly.
Mm-hmm. So with that, are there any other, are there any other industry ventures you're working on, entrepreneurial ventures? Are there any perhaps personal things that you're pursuing, personal interests that you're pursuing more now that you will be taking a little bit of a step back from Brand Boulevard?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll start on the personal side. Sean and I both have young families, so it's incredible to have that experience and ability to lean into that a little bit more. I can speak for myself. It's definitely harder work than what we do on the day-to-day here. So that's been really, really exciting. Personally, I was able to spend a month in Florida and still, you know, be involved, but not as much. And it was incredible. So, really fortunate for that. But as far as, plans, we're really looking at what else can we add to Brand Boulevard and, you know, similar business lines. So we are getting into decoration. That's one of those things where from, supply and really service challenges that we've experienced with our with current providers, we're opening that. One of the really, really exciting things that we've had a vision for years to do and that Mark, brings the expertise and the ability to execute is an agency. So we have a company that's called Spark and Pivot. We are in the very, very early stages, but I think Mark would be the best to talk about that and how we can roll that out and just add on to what we're doing at Brand Boulevard. Mark, talk about Spark and Pivot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was a good transition.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
I'm fortunate to have a background on the agency side and it's an incredibly changing space, right? And you think of AI and ChatGPT and how people create and, where creative is coming from. And we believe there's a space there. We believe we can work with our partners and the organizations that already trust us at Brand Boulevard to help them in a more robust way beyond promo. And we're working through that and what that looks like. We're in an alpha stage right now where we're working with a number of organizations, but we are excited about where that can go and ultimately creating a bigger, longer, more sticky relationship with these organizations to help them with their kind of overall marketing message and how they're kind of being displayed out there. And what's interesting is we're learning a lot from Brand Boulevard, right? And building out our own in-house marketing team and really delving into social media or content creation or just classic advertising, right? Be it search advertising, whatever the case may be. So, we have a lot of experience, but we're also getting this day-to-day experience of what's happening and how it's helping. And we think we can help our organizations, our client partners on that front as well. We're pretty excited about where we can go with that.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Well, thank you both for joining us today. And for more coverage of the North American promo industry, please head to asicentral.com/news. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Sarah. Thank you.